this Saturday of the Subiceros is nearing an end, but we will yet quieten for a short moment before that word of God, which is written from Apostle Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, in Jesus' name. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. At these summer services, there has been plenty of preaching of the gospel and powerful preaching of the gospel of Jesus and of the kingdom. This has been preached, and repentance has been preached, the call to enter God's kingdom, and the forgiveness of sins has been preached. In this red portion of the Bible, the Apostle Paul speaks exactly of these things when he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." And a bit prior to the text that we read, he says to the Romans that he has a desire to preach this gospel to these believers who are living in Rome. And that's what we are also thinking at these services, that you and we, those believers who are gathered together at these services, we are here for this reason. And when the brothers come here to the place of serving, in each in turn, they have come here to exactly preach of this, the gospel of Christ. If we think briefly, what is this gospel of Christ? If we begin from the beginning, what Jesus said when he first began his work, he said, the Apostle Mark explains that Jesus came to Galilee to preach the gospel of the kingdom. The time has come. The kingdom of God has approached. Make repentance and believe the Bible, and believe the gospel. Make repentance and believe the gospel. This is the gospel of Christ yet tonight at the end of the services of today. If you are hearing the word somewhere on the grounds of these services or on the internet, if there is anyone who has a desire to hear this gospel is still intended to be believed. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This is the gospel which also Apostle Paul wished to be preaching. This gospel can be calling also to you, prodigal son, who desire to enter back into God's kingdom. In God's kingdom. there is a longing for you. There is yet a place for you here. We will greet you as the prodigal son was greeted. This gospel of forgiveness is a powerful even on your behalf. What dear travel companion has this grace gospel for you and me? In the sermon of God's kingdom, there is always the word of comfort, word of this, that in different kinds of tribulations of life, in the midst of these, you can believe. There are many examples in the Bible where Jesus or some other person of the Bible has approached a doubting or troubled child of God. And we remember doubting Thomas, who was able to meet Jesus, how he was able to put his hand into the nail holes in Christ, and to him was said, "Do not be an unbeliever, but be a believer." And we remember those who were walking on the road to Emmaus, who after the death on the cross, they had been in great doubt. They had thought that Jesus would save the world. How did Jesus approach them? He came and walked with them. He opened the written word to them. He began to go through the word of God with them and revealed the word to them and explained that this is what had to happen. Christ had to die so that there would be redemption for our sins. Then Lucas explained how they had services on the road. They asked him to be with them. And then it is explained how Jesus blessed them and how he broke the bread with them, where there is a picture of this, of that bread of which we have been able to enjoy at these services, that bread of life, which is the gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Then especially at this evening devotion, I wish to approach you young people. You are on the forefront fighting on behalf of God's kingdom in the midst of many different issues, also in your own things. The world is tempting you with many temptations and with many thoughts. The Heavenly Father wishes to be strengthening you with that message that it is still worth believing. It is still worth journeying in this kingdom, because only through this kingdom the road leads to heaven. For this reason, the gospel of Christ can be a power to you and can give you strength and carry you through different tribulations in everyday life. And God gives you strength. For that reason, uplift your heart to believe. At whatever position you find yourself in at this moment, do not leave, but look at Christ. Look at the resurrection of Christ. Believe your sins forgiven. Yet this evening, this gospel can be your strength. This, that you can believe your doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And yet in this gospel of Christ, there is a third part. one previous brother who had already passed away, he had made an analysis of other speakers. He said that there was always three parts. There was a call to enter God's kingdom. There was comfort and refreshing to those who were believing. And number three, there was always instruction. Instruction of this, of how we would stay in God's kingdom. The teaching which Jesus crystallized when he was forgiving the sins to the sinful woman. What did he say after he said do not do any more sin in this fashion? This same Apostle Paul, who has written into and how we have written, looked in the at these writings of Apostle Paul at these services often, the grace of God has come, which instructs us to give up all worldly things and to live godly. The gospel offered the forgiveness of sins awakens and gives birth in us to this kind of mind, that we could dwell in God's kingdom. This is part of God's gospel. This gospel, where the central part is the total forgiveness of all sins. The apostles asked that, is it enough if we forgive a brother seven times? Jesus answered, not seven, but 70 times seven. The forgiveness of sins has no bounds. It is not used up by being taken into use. It is not used up when it is used. It makes a clean effect. It can be cleansing the heart. And it is cleansed totally. And as one whom Jesus healed, is it easier to give a person their sins forgiven or to say, take your bed and walk? Then he said to this person, believe your sins forgiven, take your bed and walk. And brothers have explained that this is teaching that this forgiveness of sins, if it reveals some things that need to be taken care of, the gospel instructs us to take care of these things. That's what it means to take the bed and carry it forth. This evening, the most important thing, dear friend, is that you and I can believe. And this is then comforting to end this day of sermon in the simple gospel, that you can believe, your doubts and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. This is the gospel and is the power unto faith. And the same gospel I wish to hear and own on my own behalf. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? In this way, I wish to believe. We have a comforted congregation, and where the gospel is our strength. Let us unite in the benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.